Hello, listeners. Today, my guests are Miss Rachel Denning, the Curriculum Leader for Health Studies, and Year 9 Health and Physical Education students, Rose Wigan and Olivia DeBrito. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay, so obviously, Rachel, you are a huge advocate for health and well-being. How does that manifest itself in Year 9 HPE?
Oh, we have a few different programs, but particularly in Year 9 elective, we start off a unit looking at specifically anxiety and the prevalence of that in young women in particular, obviously with our context, and try and promote strategies that individuals can implement and hopefully our girls can implement so that they are less likely to develop anxiety or depression, but also to help them in life, manage stresses. Obviously, it's very full-on in today's day and the challenges and different things they have to cope with. So,
And there's a balance between understanding what are mitigation strategies to that, but that there will be times in life where you will be anxious about things.
Yeah.
Okay, so how does that sit with you, Olivia, and what have you learned?
That there are different approaches to it, like good and bad approaches, but that can only like help you so far because anxiety is a thing that humans like feel and they should be feeling. So there are different approaches. So there's pathogenic and salutogenic.
Okay, tell me that. Let's give you the pathogenic and Rose can pronounce that word again for me and explain it. Yes, that one. Okay, so tell me about pathogenic, Olivia.
More approaches that can prevent it. So you're thinking before it actually kind of happens and you're...
Other way around?
Yeah. Oh. I'm trying to figure out how to say...
So saluto is your...
You're thinking when it
prevents,
comes, you'll deal with it.
But patho is when we've already reached a point that we can't... It's an issue.
It's an experience. Yeah. We're already experiencing
it.
Okay, so tell me about some of the preventative methods you have or strategies you've learned about.
You can exercise because that'll make you feel better about, like, your body, and when you're feeling better with your body, you can feel better in your headspace as well. Just doing like little things, like even reading, that can help you, like things that kind of relax you and things that are good for your mind and like release special hormones, like
What are some of the things we did in class we had a look at?
Well, exercise, talking to someone, like talking to a trusted person.
Like, we did some colour therapy, so...
What's that?
So, Miss Denning, she pointed out, like, we had some colouring in, and then we just, like, sat in the room in quiet, and we just had to colour, like... And so, like, there was, like, background music, so you weren't, like, fully, like, stopping doing anything. You still had to, like, keep your mind active a little bit, but it was, like, really relaxing and calming. So that was a salutogenic approach because we were, like... We may have been a little bit anxious because it was, like, assignment time, but then we had that time to, like, relax. So it gave us that time to, like, take a step back and realise that it's, like, all going to be okay. But, like, a pathogenic approach is, like, when you're too far in and, yes, you can do something that will help for a little bit, but it won't fully help
you. It's not a long-term
solution. It's not a long-term strategy.
So it's a sort of that colouring or... going for a walk or, you know, engaging with nature or whatever it may be for you, is that part of what people are calling mindfulness?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think it's probably one of the hot words or topics. Stillness as well. We were just trying to find or explore different activities, I guess, that can teach everybody to focus, but also, it, you know, in a wider perspective of balance and scheduling, you know, colour therapy, or we looked at tactile therapy regularly rather than just doing it a one-off. It has to be.
And do you think this has become, you know, a prevalent issue because those daily practices of, you know, what, when we didn't even have a term, mindfulness, were just part of our everyday life because we didn't have the saturation of technology in our lives?
Definitely.
Our assignment is this term is to find like a personal health strategy, so something that you can do personally, like a salutogenic one, so like a preventative one to help with that stuff. And like one is like colour therapy and like tactile therapy, and we did try with like the traditional meditation that everyone says is good, but like, for some people in the class, like, it was hard to, like, lie there still. So then Miss Denning did, like, she was, like, really forward-thinking, like, came up with, like, new approaches, like, the colour therapy, which a lot of people really enjoyed, like, drawing away from, like, the just the traditional that everyone does meditation.
And it's it has to be what works for you.
Yeah.
So everybody's way of supporting their own wellness is so different, and finding what that is for you as a young person, you can then sustain throughout your whole life. So it's just a part of your everyday, and that's a good preventative strategy.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's that for you, Miss Denning?
Oh, gosh. I think mine would have to be pet therapy with my puppy dogs.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and we did speak about that. Obviously, there's a lot of research that shows the positive impacts of animals. But for me, probably physical activity and just walking is really powerful for me. And just listening to podcasts on my walk and having my 5 minutes or, you know, half an hour to just have a minute that I don't necessarily have to think about anything in particular would definitely be mine. What do you reckon?
What about you, Olivia?
Whenever I feel... normally I just go swimming, and it's so helpful, because sometimes if you have a lot on your mind, it can either help you think about that or it can distract you from it.
Wonderful. So it does. As you get into the rhythm of swimming, and it controls your breathing too, swimming. Exactly. Okay. And what about you, Rose? What's it for you?
I was going to say, like, sport, or also just, like, spending time with, like, the people I love, because, like, I'm a big extrovert, so I, like, love the... like interaction with other people. So I feel like if I have too much going on in my mind, like, I just like to go and, like, talk to someone, sit on the couch with my family, and it, like, releases everything from me. Or also, like Liv said, like, going to a netball court and just, like, getting it all out.
Okay. And for me, I'm a walker. I can walk for miles. So that's lovely to share all of that with you, and we hope our listeners are putting some, what was the first word, the preventative one?
Salutogenic
practices in place by everyone.
Thank you.